Our technical production team is Jade Paget-Seekins, Pauline Bartolone, Nick Mylan, and Lindsay Benedict. We have help from Eric Klein and Amma Bwadi. Free Speech Radio News is a worker-run collective. To find out more or for our archives, visit www.fsrn.org. That's www.fsrn.org. I'm Deepa Fernandez.
Hello, this is Henry Rollins, and you're listening to WUSB, SUNY Stony Brook, 90.1 FM.
It seems to be a spontaneous march. I'm surprised the cops haven't done anything yet. Maybe they're scrambling to find out soon enough. Down at the beginning of Park Avenue, 16th Street, at the Union Square, boisterous crowd, saying they're marching to the garden. This ought to be interesting. Okay, march is turning to our 16th Street. I would say the cops have no control over this right now. They're driving their scooters into the crowd, beeping wildly. It seems like this caught them by surprise. I don't think he's keeping time with the music. Driving on the sidewalk. People are marching in the street and the cops are driving on the sidewalk. It's a boisterous crowd running. Police are trying to keep up with them. People running on top of cars now. And a hastily erected barricade by the police. Barricade of scooters. And just as quickly as it started, this march seems to have been terminated. People are now sitting in the street. Thank you. And the netting is out. Didn't give us much time, did they? We had about 3 seconds to get out of here with the press, and nobody could move that fast. The sidewalk. I think as long as we're not in the street, we're okay. Don't call me on that, though. March is going in the other direction now. This is going to be interesting. Are they going to close off the street on the other side now?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going?
What's up?
Glad to see you here. Am I going to hear this on next week's Off the Hook?
Maybe off the wall.
Off the wall. Yeah.
We'll see. If I survive it.
I'll be able to gradually go see the police have turned around the procession.
Police are now blocking the other side of the demonstration. This is interesting. Not making a decision here to stay on the sidewalk. Test a theory here. If you stay on the sidewalk, will you be charged with obstructing traffic? Looks like the police are only blocking the street, not the sidewalk. So if you walk on the sidewalk, you can get past them. But you can't get past them on the... I'm not quite sure what the logic behind that is. That's a cop with a mean temper. One has to wonder what the big deal about being on the street is when there are no cars going down the street. But I suppose it's a control thing. Now, marching band walking by. I hope the police are having fun because these guys, the demonstrators, certainly are having a lot of fun. It's a beautiful night, festive atmosphere, very peaceful crowd. There's no reason why everybody shouldn't be having a good time. But when you look at these cops, they seem so stressed.
Reveals all.
Eugene.
Take the mask off quick.
Bye from here. Thank you, everyone who's surrounded me.
What just happened here?
It was weird. I'm standing like 6 feet from the street on the sidewalk. I am donning a Dick Cheney mask today, which is legal because I'm in a group of like three people and only two of us have masks. And suddenly this big badass cop runs at me and grabs me. And luckily a bunch of the crowd kind of rushed out and gathered around me, and he insisted I take the mask off immediately, and I did. So that, I guess I dodged a bullet. That's what he said, you dodged a bullet.
Sounds like you were unarrested.
Yeah, I was unarrested. Yeah, I was really close. I mean, like, that's pretty sweet. It might happen before this is over, but...
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We're not doing anything illegal!
At this point, police are literally jumping into the crowd and pulling people out at random, dragging them away. Question of being unnecessarily rough here. These people are not resisting at all. And they're throwing them to the ground. They're telling us to move, but there's no place to move to. Alright, I'm going to attempt to use my indie media press credentials to get the hell out of here.
Back in.
You said press.
You're not press. Back
in. I said, I work for a radio station.
Back in.
What do you call that?
And arresting eyewitnesses as well.
Okay, we're not press, we just found out. This must not be a tape recorder or a microphone. Why are you holding us hostage? We want to leave.
Is there anybody else here with NYPD credentials? You, step forward.
You should have listened to him, please.
Do you have credentials, sir?
Yes,
if you have credentials, sir, I can move you to the press area.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
That is not valid press credential.
My company is recognized.
Sir, if you can show me press credentials, I will move you to a press area. You do not have press credentials?
I have nothing to show me that you're a member of the press? I'm credential.
And if then you need to show, if you show it to me, I will gladly let you go to the press area. You can take this.
Everyone here has been arrested for parading without a permit.
Sit down.
They're holding us hostage. They didn't give us any way out of here. They're refusing to accept any kind of ID as press. And they're really throwing people face first down on the ground. I'm a member of the media. I've got media credentials.
Who do you work for?
WBAI and Indy Media.
Do you have an NYPD press card?
No.
Sorry.
Well, I'm not media, apparently. I'm standing on a sidewalk. They won't let me leave the sidewalk. I'm not even blocking a street. I don't know what to do. Anyway, I wish I could talk to somebody. Hi, how you doing? What's that?
Caught on the
I didn't understand what you're saying.
Did you get caught on the sidewalk as well?
I just was walking down the sidewalk. I wasn't even in the street.
Sir!
What if I disobey them now? They're ordering us to sit down, but I have to wonder what happens if we don't, since they've already promised to arrest us. Hey, it's Manuel Goldstein on the 16th east of Union Square. They're making mass arrests here. Sorry? East 16th, just east of Union Square. They basically pinned everybody into a sidewalk, and they're refusing. If you show Indy Media ID, they throw you on the sidewalk. Only Indy Media. Other media, they let go. Indy Media, they stay on the sidewalk and be arrested. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Everybody's standing up now. Sorry.
Get out, everybody.
Now we have to sit back down.
And when Bill Clinton in his 1992 presidential campaign faced a critical cash problem,
We are going to break in here for just a minute for some breaking news. David Occhiuto will be speaking with Emmanuel Goldstein.
Yes, we've got lots of reports from police actions, police melee, so to speak, throughout town. Emmanuel, are you with us?
Yeah, I am right now. What happened was about 45 minutes ago, a boisterous crowd of a few hundred people broke away from Union Square and started marching down 16th Street, apparently catching the cops unawares. They scrambled, set up a bunch of motorcycles to block the road, and then they proceeded to pin everybody in, including those people like me who are on the sidewalk. We were given no opportunity to leave. They shouted obscenities at us for not leaving when we had tents, whenever that was. When I showed them my indie media press credentials, they said that's not press, that's not media. And they've been jumping into the crowd, grabbing people at random, it seems, throwing them face down on the ground, people who are not resisting, and hauling them away. And right now, there are hundreds of us just waiting for whatever happens next.
Emmanuel, what street, what corner are you on?
This is on 16th Street, just of Union Square.
And are you essentially penned? Can you move, get out of that area?
I have tried to leave several times. I've said I'm media. I have a video camera. I have a tape recorder. I have credentials, indie media credentials. They say none of that is valid, and I have to stay here. Basically, I'm being held hostage. I'm walking down a city sidewalk, being told that I can't leave and that I have to be arrested now because I'm on this sidewalk. I never even set foot into the street. That's the incredible part.
Could you take a guess as to how many people are entrapped at this point?
It's hard to say because they force us all to sit down. Of course, I don't know what would happen if I disobey them at this point. But they're asking us all to sit down, or telling us, rather, to sit down. I would estimate there's several hundred people still on this block. There were many more a half hour ago. Quite a few have been arrested already. I don't know what's happening anywhere else. They've done a good job of isolating us.
Yeah, I've gotten reports in the newsroom at Herald Square. Numbers of people have been pepper sprayed and put into police vans at this moment at Herald Square. Has there been use of any pepper spray or anything else where you are?
Yes, we had pepper spray on the south side of the street. I'm on the north side of the street, so I'm fairly lucky. But they were using pepper spray. And it was very bizarre. There was one person with a Dick Cheney mask. The police lunged at him and apparently were just going to throw him down, too. But a bunch of protesters surrounded him and said that he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was just standing there. And I guess the sheer mass of people who were doing that was enough to get the cops to back off. So he was very surprised and grateful that that happened. Of course, it may just be a temporary reprieve. We're all still here.
And are you being guarded by numerous police or restrained by physical barriers?
We're being restrained by physical police right now. They're surrounding us on all corners. They're even up on top of the buildings. I don't know what they think we're going to do, if we're going to fly out of here or something, but they're looking down on us. Basically, this is a complete overreaction to a situation of people simply walking down a street. People would have dispersed normally, and the street is completely blocked off now because of all the police. I don't understand the mentality behind this at all. It was just kind of a celebration, people chanting and drums beating, and reporters running alongside, recording it all. And then all of a sudden, they just decided to do this to us. I don't understand it.
Do you have any legal observers on site?
I don't see the fluorescent green hats. I'm sure they're around someplace. I'm confident we'll be looked after, and there's a lot of friendly people here, so I'm not worried about that. I am worried about being grabbed and thrown face first down on the ground. That's not very nice. I don't know why they're doing that. There's no reason to.
Yes. And are you able to just have any kind of communication with any of the officers there? Is there any way to open up dialogue at all?
They just basically stare straight ahead. A number of people have tried to engage them in dialogue, but the most they'll say is that they're just following orders. I don't think it's the exact word, but that's pretty much the mindset of what they're saying right now, that they're just doing what they're told to do. Thing is, you know, they look rather friendly when they're just staring at you, but when they go into motion, all of a sudden something comes over them and they just kind of, they just get really, really aggressive. They grab people, they throw them down. It's a real transition and very frightening to see.
And are there any injuries at this point? You said some people have been handled rather terribly at this point. Do you know if anybody's in need of medical attention?
I can't imagine people not being injured after seeing what happened to them. Of course, once they're injured, they're taken away, so I don't know how badly they're injured. But it didn't look very good. They're surrounded by police when they're thrown to the ground, and we don't see them anymore after that.
Oh, so they are taken, and you don't know if they're being taken to medical, in any kind of ambulance. They're just put in the police vans, as far as you could tell?
I haven't seen what they're being taken away in. As far as I know, they're being hustled down to the end of the block, and then something happens to them there. That's out of our sight.
Yeah, in Herald Square, the pepper sprayed victims are being placed in the vans without any water, so whatever water the folks who are being placed in the vans may have is all they have with them. Is there anyone else there or anything you would like to add at this point?
Just that there's a lot of people here, and we could really use support, I guess, from the rest of the city. These people weren't doing anything. They were simply marching down the street, chanting, banging drums. It was no big deal. And I was thinking the police were doing a good job making the situation go peacefully. They were up until that point for the most part. But this is a complete overreaction, and I don't know what they hope to gain from it. They've blocked the traffic far worse than the demonstrators ever could have. They've scared a lot of people. They're going to be processing hundreds and hundreds of people for many hours to come.
Yes.
It makes no sense.
Well, yeah, you can only surmise that it's just intimidation and harassment, because I think they do realize that there are very many people who are willing to get as close as they could possibly get to the Garden to express their outrage at this situation that the Republicans have imposed on the city and the country and the world. So it's. I think we can read as to why it's happening. The question is, why aren't there enough officers who will see through it and be more in a human fashion responding to the protesters? Is there anyone else there you would like to get on the phone, or should we sign off right now, Emmanuel?
I think I probably should go. I don't really know any of these people, and they all seem to be rather concerned with their well-being right now. I don't want to burden them any further by putting them on the radio station, but I'll try to stay in touch. I have two phones. One of them I'm hiding on my person, so hopefully they won't find that one.
Okay.
And I'll try to continue to communicate throughout the night if it's possible.
Okay, great. You have the newsroom number, correct?
Don't, but Max can probably give it to me.
Okay, great. Hang on, Emmanuel, and we'll sign off. We'll stay on. We'll speak to you off air.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, and stay tuned for more breaking news. We just heard from Amy Goodman closer to Madison Square Garden, and we're going to try to get her on the line in just a moment. In the meantime, we're going to return to Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen. And stay tuned for breaking developments here on WBAI.
Stevens had been supporting Bill Clinton as governor. And when Bill Clinton in his 1990s...
The army's preparing, he better be aware. Politics is clapping and they don't care. Liberty and freedom are the one, what you say. They're gonna lock you up and put you away. You're gonna fight the system.
Ended now for 45 minutes or so now, and nobody really knows what's happening. Half the people are standing, half the people are sitting. Since they motioned for us to sit, I decided to follow those orders. What I'm attempting to do is, since I have two phones, I'm going to let them find one on me and hide the other one, which hopefully I can use to communicate. People are attempting to communicate with the cops, and sometimes they're able to have some conversations, but that all changes when they dive into the crowd to get somebody. I still don't know what makes them pick somebody. It's very upsetting, realizing that an action or a glance or just an overall look could be enough for them to deem you a threat and have them jump after you. What's interesting here is I was told that I was not media. I just filed a report on a 50,000-watt radio station. So I don't know what that makes me. Okay, a black van has just pulled up. I'm being filmed now by, looks like the exact camera that I have. I wonder if he has an extra battery. We're definitely not all going to fit in that little black van. They're mounting some kind of lighting device now. A floodlight device that I've seen in other parts of the city. One has to wonder why they will need this much light. And the light has been turned on. I guess it makes filming easier. I'm going to try to move my tape recorder into my bag so it's not visible and I can continue recording after being arrested. They seem to be getting closer. Get this over with.
One, two,
three. I'm two.
Four.
Five.
No G. Leave him right there. Go to the next guy. Help him up.
I've been cuffed. I've got my bag hanging around my neck. Hopefully they won't notice this big microphone next to my face. I'm talking to my microphone, but sit on stage. Let's keep it a secret.
Bring them over here, Nudes, once you get them all wrapped up. Over there in the park. You got five? How many you got? Okay, we'll take care of that over there. One of you has to switch up and take 5 feet.
I just realized this bag is extremely heavy. I'm sorry, what?
No, sorry. This bag is very well organized.
On whose behalf?
New G! You ready? Let's go, guys. Follow me.
Oh, this hurts. My bag must weigh 40 pounds, so it's tied around my neck.
Move!
being lined up against the wall now. What's that? This is rather disturbing. They're literally lining us up against the wall.
Giant mugshot. Everyone is like.
Wait, John, let me tell you a minute.
That's what the bright light is for, I guess.
Who are you? Over here. Bring the two females in here. I'm used to the world. Give me 1 minute, John.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to reach right now, but I got it.
Do you have ID? You have ID on you? You have ID? Sir, you got ID on you? All right. Okay. What's your ID?
It's in that the lower pocket down.
Like this one here?
Yeah. There should be a passport in there.
You got a license or anything?
No, it's the passport and I think a credit card too. That's me. This street is really bizarre looking right now. It's filled with people and cops and bright lights. Very strange. I hear loud chanting coming from the streets beyond us. Never been a happier sound. Knowing there's all these people out there. Police are fairly friendly right now, but it's still a very frightening situation. These handcuffs are pretty damn tight. They're not even the real handcuffs, it's those plastic kinds. You're going to get arrested. I think you deserve the metallic kind. Try to sit down.
Do the best you can.
How's kneeling?
Yeah.
It's the best I can do. One tells us to stand up, another tells us to sit down. I'm okay with this.
I'm going to put it in the bag then.
Got it right now?
Is this the only thing hanging around your neck?
Oh, yeah.
I'll put your hat back on.
Yeah. 15.
You got anything else you want to throw in here?
Plastic bags. So I can still speak into the microphone while lying on the sidewalk. Handcuffed, waiting to be taken away.
Booth here is rather festive at the moment.
My husband,
he watches television. Any idea how that will be held for it.
Nearly 1,000 demonstrators were arrested yesterday during a series of protests in New York City on the second day of the Republican National Convention, with more protests planned for today. Police say a total of 970 people were arrested Tuesday, and more than 1,500 people have been arrested at convention-related protests since late last week. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly said the city's police officers have shown great restraint in the face of relentless provocation. To the protesters, it's Guantanamo on the Hudson. The dilapidated, hulking pier on the Hudson River in Manhattan has become a landmark of sorts in the clash between activists and authorities at the Republican National Convention. Some protesters have complained bitterly about conditions at the temporary holding area set up by police at Pier 57 in Chelsea for processing convention-related arrests. One former detainee, Andrew Lynn, claimed he was held there for hours on end in Guantanamo-style pens, a reference to the U.S. military facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Police officials insist their post-arrest screening site allows them to safely and promptly process mass arrests and avoid overwhelming neighborhood station houses. Commissioner Ray Kelly has dismissed complaints about conditions, including questions about asbestos. He said testing done Monday night found no problems with air quality. At a news conference Tuesday outside the holding facility, civil rights lawyer Norman Siegel and transportation union officials raised concerns about possible asbestos contamination there and complained that people were being held too long. Among the 1,000 or so people arrested yesterday was WBAI program host and producer Emmanuel Goldstein, who was taking pictures at Union Square early last night when he was grabbed by police and taken to the now notorious holding pen on the west side of Manhattan. Earlier today, we received a telephone call from Goldstein after he was transferred to the Tombs, where he remains at this hour. Goldstein spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
I was standing on the sidewalk filming a bunch of people running down the street, and we were given no opportunity to leave. Basically, the corporate media was allowed to leave. Anyone with New York City police press passes could leave, but BAI press credentials were not considered real, according to the police. They then took us to the Pier 57, which was not such a bad experience. It lasted all night long. We had about 1,000 people there. Almost a festive mood. And that pretty much changed when they took us down here to the Tombs, where they've just been transferring us all over the building. Not nearly as nice to us. The spirits of people are generally going down. One of the high points was hearing people in the park across the street singing and chanting. We could hear that from the windows, and that really made a big difference.
Now, why did they arrest you? Have you been charged with anything?
We haven't even been told we're under arrest yet. They haven't read us our rights. They haven't said we're under arrest. They haven't told us anything. We've had no access to lawyers. This payphone happens to be in the cell. We've just been calling people to try to find out what's happening on the outside to let people know what's happening to us. But I can't imagine what they're going to charge me with, since I was standing on a sidewalk watching something happen in front of me. I was given no opportunity to leave. Even when I asked to leave, they wouldn't let me. So obstructing a sidewalk seems to be a charge that should be laid on the police, not the people.
I see. Now, we've had a lot of reports from people who have been held at that pier facility, a converted bus depot, a terminal of some sort, that it's very toxic in there, that there's a lot of chemicals spilled on the ground, and some people actually have been taken out and taken to hospital because they become sick from it. What was your experience there?
I saw one person who was passed out on the ground when I came in. I wasn't able to find out what her condition was. I do know that a lot of people were complaining about feeling sick as a result of the fumes. I didn't feel anything myself, although it was an incredibly messy place. Just sitting on the floor, your hands would turn all different colors. It's obviously not a place meant to hold large numbers of people. I can't imagine what kinds of things were stored there or how safe the place might be.
Was any chairs or cots or any way to be there without
sitting on
the floor?
It was a huge pen. A series of pens, actually, but one rather large pen that could hold close to 1,000 people, and then a series of four pens on either side, eight more pens altogether, where they separated the males and the females later on for processing. But in none of those was there a place for anybody to sleep. You had to squat on the floor as best you could do.
Now, the demonstration where you were, what was that demonstration? What was?
Well, it's a weird thing because I was in Union Square. Everything was very peaceful. A lot of people just talking and arguing and holding up banners and things like that. And all of a sudden I saw a group of people, maybe about 40, 50 people, just run towards 16th Street. So I was filming that and recording that, and the odd thing was that they would have been through that street in a few seconds and probably would have dispersed shortly afterwards. Instead, what happened, the police jumped in front with their scooters blocking the street and then blocked them from the other end, including the sidewalk. They used the orange netting to keep people from moving any direction, and they announced that only the police-registered media would be allowed to leave. And when I showed them my credentials, they said, "You're not media," and basically told me to get the hell back.
Wow. What do you anticipate will happen? What do you want to happen for you and those who are with you at this point?
Well, I think what we'd all like to have is some kind of legal representation, some kind of knowledge as to what's going on here. We haven't heard a single word from anybody. We haven't been given access to anything. We don't know what the next step is going to be. We keep being told that we're going to see a judge. But some people tell us we'll be here for another day. Some people tell us we'll be out in a couple of hours. We don't know what's going on.
And you've been there how long now?
We've been here since, I think, around 8 or 9 o'clock yesterday evening. Not here, but we're at the pier, and now we're at the tombs. And we've been traveling around on buses and walking up and down the staircases here. And I have to say, you know, watching this whole operation, it's a wonder they get anything done. The way that they are constantly losing things, and telling people to go to the wrong places, and forgetting who you are, forgetting where you are. I don't know how they deal with this on a regular basis.
What are you seeing in terms of the physical condition and whether or not people are getting things they need, such as water, food, etc.?
Well, they've given us cereal, breakfast cereal. I've had 3 boxes of breakfast cereal, you know, those little kid-sized ones since I got here, which is nice, but it really isn't enough to sustain you. And there's lukewarm water floating around occasionally, which you can get to. But the bathroom conditions are atrocious. You have to use the bathroom in front of everybody. No walls or even a separate room or anything like that. And people are pretty much getting sick of it. Some people need to get access to medication. Some people need to be other places. The majority of these people were not even part of the protest. They were simply swept up in a massive raid of just anybody who was on the street.
Emmanuel Goldstein is a WBAI producer and host of Off the Hook, a program that focuses on advances in computer technology. Goldstein was arrested last night in an apparent police sweep of protesters near Union Square. He was interviewed by WBAI's Jose Santiago.
And what an adventure it was. We're out of time, unfortunately, so I won't be able to discuss it more. However, on this week's Off the Hook, we'll talk a little bit more about it. I want to thank everybody for their support, for asking a lot of questions, for helping all of us who were stuck in that vile place for so long. And you can write to us, otw@2600.com. We'll be speaking about this, obviously, in future shows. Off the Hook can be heard tomorrow night on WBAI at 7 o'clock at 99.5 FM. Good night.
Is there anybody here who'd like to change his clothes into a uniform? Is there anybody here who thinks they're only serving on a raging star? Is there anybody here with glory in their eyes, loyal to the end, whose duty is to die? I want to see him, I want to wish him luck, I want to shake his hand, want to call his name, put a medal on the man. Is there anybody here who'd like to wrap the flag around an early grave? Is there anybody here who thinks they're standing tall around a battle wave? Is there anybody here who'd like to do his part, a soldier to the world and a hero to his heart? I want to see him, I want to wish him luck, I want to shake his hand,
want to call his name, put a medal on the man. Is there anybody here proud of the parade who'd like to give a cheer and show they're not afraid? I'd like to ask him what he's trying to defend. I'd like to ask him what he thinks he's gonna win. Is there anybody here who thinks that following the orders takes away the blame? Is there anybody here who wouldn't mind a murder by another name? Is there anybody here whose pride is on the line with the honor of the brave and the courage of the blind? I want to see him, I want to wish him luck, I want to shake his hand, want to call his name, put a medal on the man. Is there anybody here so proud of the parade who'd like to give a cheer and show they're not afraid? I'd like to ask him what he's trying to defend. I'd like to ask him what he thinks he's gonna win. Is there anybody here who thinks that following the orders takes away the blame? Is there anybody here who wouldn't mind a murder by another name? Is there anybody here whose pride is on the line with the honor of the brave and the courage of the blind? I want to see him, I want to wish him luck, I want to shake his hand, gonna call his name, put a medal on the man.
Hi, this is Albert Collins. When I'm out in Stony Brook, I'll be listening to WUSB FM station. When I want to listen to some good blues, that's the station you tune into.